You've got a little dilemma for me, darling.
I do. Some lovely lass has wrote into us.
No. Is this one we've received?
Yeah, it's a dilemma.
Yes.
I like this one. I like
the Reddit random, but I always feel a little bit like my serotonin. I pay like a kitten whenever I know someone's actually sent us a message. I'm like...
Welcome to The Smoking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smoking Area.
So, I've been dating this guy for a while and everything's perfect. I stay at his over the weekend and we have a great time. However, I'm really embarrassed with the bathroom situation. I'm okay to pee when he's around, but I'm really embarrassed to fart or poo. He's asked me to go away for a long weekend to a log cabin retreat, and I've agreed, and I'm super excited about it. But it has now dawned to me that it won't just be a 24-hour time frame. I can't run to a shop or a restaurant bathroom to poop or fart. I'm going to be stuck in the woods with one bathroom to share. I need help on how I can either get over this fear or excuses or tricks to get away with it. Please help.
Oh, the poo situation is always a really difficult one for me. Because even at a friend's, like, unless I absolutely love them, and again, like the last one, know them inside out, like old friends, yeah. People whose houses you've been in and you're comfortable with the house, then it's easy to go and drop kids off. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so comfortable with you that I could literally get a job for Virgin Media with cable that I'd lay in your toilet. Do you know what I mean? I would literally be absolutely fine. I'd be running myself a bubble bath, turn the tap off with Big Tur, shouting for you to clack kettle on, looking through cupboards. But when it's someone that you fancy and someone you find attractive... It's different, and it's different. Sometimes I get the anxiety of like, oh, can I even crap in this toilet? Someone sat through the other side, and you put music on your phone, and then they know he's having a shit because music's come on phone. Yeah. And you turn it tap on, but only you can hear tap on music. They can hear tap a little bit, your tinny phone, and...
Yeah, they can hear everything. I was they can once hear. With a guy who... Every time, like, I'd sleep with him and we'd do all sorts of things. And he'd get into the bathroom, like, straight after or, like, any other time and turn the tap on. And I'm like, how can you be embarrassed of peeing when you've just done all this to me or with me? Like, I don't understand. Unless it's just, like, an instinct thing. But why are you turning the tap on while you're peeing? And I've just...
No, that's different, though. That's different, like, because you're in the moment of intimacy, so you don't feel vulnerable. You're letting yourself go in that moment.
Then
going to the bathroom, no, I still... Even from past experience, even when you're in a committed relationship, don't fall into sloppy habits of accepting... Still keep it classy. Like, I used to rip raw farts out in front of my ex, and then that became a thing that we were both disgusted about each other for. We were like... Because as soon as there's something else going on, all the little things like that start to really annoy you, you know, after a fight and stuff, and it can just add extra fuel to a fire. So I think keep it classy for as long as possible. Even if you're married, toilet behaviour, unless you're laughing with your mates or watching a comedian talk about it, I think you should keep it to yourself. Like, I never, even if I got married, I never want them to hear, see, think about me going and dropping kids off at pool. You know what I mean?
Like, really?
Yeah, while I'm laying Ben eggs, you be oblivious and keep yourself occupied somewhere else, because that is not for me.
Okay,
it's just disgusting.
What do you do then in a scenario like she's in? Like, say you go on holiday with them, you're in a hotel room that's a very close. It's not like you go upstairs to the toilet. It's literally on the same floor, probably next to the bed. What do you do?
Because we're adults and we know when we need to go. We know when it's brewing. We know when it's due. We know how long until it's going to start breaching and be 2 inch cold. I'd be like, oh, do you know what? I fancy one of them chalky croissants from breakfast buffet, and I'm going to go and get today's paper. There's a really interesting article that I can't find online. Do you want old front shop? And I go do it in reception.
Perth, that's good. Yeah, that's a good thing. What about
Same as
that. If you're on like
you're on a beachy on the day, well, farting you can actually hide. I'll tell you how in a sec. If you're on a beachy on,
just wait until you're out pool. Oh, I'm busting for a wee,
and he'll say, "Just do it in pool." Don't be disgusting, Dave. I'm off to the toilet. Do you want a beer on the way back? Oh yeah, go on then. Drop kids off, come back with a beer. He's none the wiser. And then you make a comment to throw him off. Oh, someone had done a poo in there. It's absolutely disgusting. I don't know how people can do that. So you're reaffirming that I don't poo.
Yes.
Some dirty skip rat's done one in there, but not me, Dave. Here's your beer.
Whoa.
We're talking about it now in such a light way. Some people are going to laugh at all that. And some people are going to cringe at the fact that we'd be talking about that. Like even me saying, lay some cable for Virgin Media. Like they're going to be like, oh God, no. Some people are really triggered by it and some people aren't. Do you know that there are influencers in Dubai? You know, a lot of these girls that are models who are like on OnlyFans, big booby girls.
Yeah.
I watched a full interview and expose. They don't actually make that much money off OnlyFans. So to maintain that life in Dubai and to look like an influencer, it's all fake. We know it's all fake. Yeah. Like, you can tell they're probably like the most miserable people inside. Like, to need all that. They're actually people who've got poo fetishes, dirty, filthy rich men with loads of money, hiring these girls as escorts and then requesting for an extra 500, 1,000, let me shit in your mouth, and the girls are accepting it, and more and more of these girls from Instagram. So you're looking at them on Instagram looking all gorgeous with the veneers, but what you don't do is at night, they're underneath them, old man squatting with his chocolate starfish right in front of them veneers.
Oh, no.
Literally letting them poo. That's not a fetish. That's an abuse of power. That's like, how far can I get this girl to go?
Yeah.
But these girls are doing it willingly so that they can maintain the Dubai lifestyle and they don't have to move back to England or whatever.
I've got a gross story about a friend that went to Thailand with a poo thing. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I mean, we're already talking about poo, so okay. Yes.
So he went travelling in Thailand with his friend and he got talking to an English barman out there and they got really friendly. And this guy basically said, there's this private dinner that I'd like to take you to. It's very exclusive, but there's two spaces free. And the person who runs it has agreed that you can come up, basically like talks you into it.
I've got you in. Yeah. You can get in. You're my guest. No one's going to ask any questions. Darren, you're on holiday last time in Thailand. Is that Barry from Birmingham who keeps leaving his wife once a month on a Wednesday? Hello, Barry. Nice to see you. She's getting on at you about transferring. Yeah, it'll be all right, Barry. Have a beer on me. Anyway, Darren, you're in, mate. So come to this dinner.
Okay. So his name's Darren now. So Darren and his mate, they give them this address and they turn up at this address, beautiful mansion, got guards with guns on the door, electric gate opens. They walk up this gorgeous driveway, knock on the door. The person who owns the mansion opens the door with his friend and was like,
I'm sorry to interrupt. You've just really set the scene for me. Normally, you're terrible at speaking, and I tell you this all the time.
Thanks.
They walk up this gorgeous... I felt like I'm in a little storybook. Thank you, darling. I feel like I'm there. Am I Darren?
You are the Darren. You are. So they get inside, and then there's everyone's in like a suit. They didn't wear suits. They were traveling, so they were in like t-shirts and shorts, so they felt really like conscious about that. They said they got in there and they were talking to the friend that they know and the person who owns the property, and it was just really casual chat, but everyone else was just stood in reception silent. No one said a word. He said he felt really uncomfortable. Then a bell rung and this door opened. And it was like a beautiful dining room with a really long table. There were candles, flowers. It was really dimly lit. And they all sat down and in front of them was a plate and a knife and fork. And there was like champagne on the tables and water. And everyone sat down still in silence. And he said it felt like 3 hours, but it were probably only 5 minutes just because of how uncomfortable they felt. And then another bell rung and the door opened. And like, I've forgotten how many people, but say there were 20 men sat at this table. 20 women walked in just bra and pants and heels, and he said they were absolutely stunning, like drop dead gorgeous. And they started walking around the table again, everything was still in silence, walked around the table, and then one by one got up on the table and walked around in a circle in front of the
bed. Like a dog when it's trying to get comfy.
Exactly. All walked around the table and they all stopped in front of each man, turned inwards, so they were. Their their arse was facing the man.
Ass to face.
Completely naked. So took the bra off, took their pants off, and then simultaneously, I can't say that word, simultaneously. That one.
Simultaneously. In unison, it sounds more regal.
They squatted and started to shit. And he said the shit that came out of these girls were like a dark purpley red.
And it was like me when I've been a red wine.
Like moose came out of him and they shat on the plate. And then all the men just started digging in and eating it, like with knives and forks, like eating it. And Darren turned round to the bar owner that he knows and says, is this a fucking real? And he was like, yeah, don't worry. These girls have been fed a diet of only strawberries for like 6 weeks. Like they haven't been able to eat anything else. They drink water and they've got strawberries. So all that is strawberries. And Darren was like, I don't think I can do this. And his mates took it in, like really enjoying it.
Shut up. And they who's told you this? Because this is, I can't believe it. This sounds like I'm on fucking Hostel, the movie, or Eyes Wide Shut.
If I told you who it would, you'd believe it straight away, like the story, but we'll keep them private.
Yeah, okay, well, this sounds ridiculous, but you know what? Nothing would surprise me because influencers in Dubai are letting men shit in their mouths just so they can pay their rent.
So did he tuck in? No, he left. He said, I can't eat it. He said, that's fine, but you can't just sit
here. You've got to go.
You've got to leave. So they just got up and left.
That is the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard. How these girls are not malnourished. Someone needs to look into labour laws in Thailand if they're only being fed a diet of strawberries. Because how are they not dying? And regardless, mind you, saying that, devil's advocate, and I shouldn't be devil's advocate in this situation because I'm repulsed right now. There is a type of coffee that rich people drink that is actually coffee beans that have been eaten by an animal and then come out in poo.
Oh, that's a thing.
That's a thing. And caviar is fucking fish that have been pulled out of the water that were pregnant and stomachs cut open and their fish eggs being put onto a plate and then when is the strawberry shit moose coming around? Disgusting. And on that note, I think that I've got nothing else to say. I'm absolutely flabbergasted. I've been Benji. My co-host has been Faith, the disgusting, deplorable Faith who knows people that go to shit moose parties in Thailand. Thank you for being in the smoking area with us. I hope that you're not all mortified and you will come back. Disclaimer, we're talking about actual shit. Wow, I'm going. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.